In the next 5 minutes, I'll briefly discuss our current economic outlook, provide an update on our flagship fixed income fund, the Coronation Strategic Income Fund, as well as a few comments on the launch of our new low-risk tax-conscious fund, the Coronation Optimal Income Fund. The most significant asset allocation changes Coronation has made over the past few months were in the fixed income portions of our portfolios, where we significantly shifted out of cash into bonds. While the All Bond Index returned a negative 1% for 2009 calendar year and underperformed cash by close to 10%, the outlook for the year ahead looks decidedly more positive. Current yields are close to 9.5% compared with their 2009 starting point of around 7%. This improved outlook is largely due to our expectation that the improving trend on inflation will continue into 2010. Turning to the outlook for inflation, Coronation remains relatively bullish on local inflation. CPI ended 2009 with a November release of 5.8%, the second month in which it fell within the 3-6% target range. It however breached the upper end of the target limit in December, but we believe the continued rand strength towards the end of 2009 and falling food prices coupled with weak private sector credit extension bodes well for inflation into 2010. However, the risks to our relatively benign inflation outlook for 2010 stem from a potential unwinding of the base effects of the lower fuel prices experienced in 2009, coupled with uncertainty over electricity prices and the chance of a severe bout of global risk aversion, which could trigger a sharp retracement in the rand. We are of the view that CPI could move towards the 4.5-5% range towards the latter half of this year. However, longer term, Coronation is concerned about inflation as significant infrastructural needs coupled with administered prices and structural issues are likely to put upward pressure on inflation. Turning to the bond market now, the proverbial elephant in the room putting pressure on the bond market and not allowing any compression in yields remains the weekly supply of new government debt. The 2009 supply of government bonds is just shy of 120 billion rand, while this year's budgeted funding requirement is around the 140 billion rand mark, and we see significant upward pressure continuing into the future. What can help the supply pressure comes predominantly in the form of growth. We are starting to see the first signs of growth turning. The year-on-year rate of car sales for January came out very positive, and in addition, we are expecting growth to average around about 3% for the year 2010. As the South African economy starts expanding again, one would see tax revenue starting to come back, and we already are seeing an element of VAT collections improving. While corporate tax is likely to lag, we are expecting an improvement towards the latter half of this year. This improved revenue collection should feed through and take some pressure off government in terms of its funding requirements. Only once there's a let-up in the issuance program or new buyers of bonds start appearing can we expect a decent re-rating of bond yields to occur. Once this starts happening, one could expect bond yields to trade a lot closer to our fair value range of 8-8.5%. Turning now to the Coronation Strategic Income Fund. The Strategic Income Fund is our flagship fixed income product, which aims to provide a managed solution that must perform better than cash through the cycle and should deliver most of the upside from the bond market over time. Following a tough first half of 2008, which resulted in the fund underperforming cash, we decided to take a very close look at the beginning of 2009 at how the portfolio structure of Strat Income works. As a start, we aligned the fund's benchmark more closely with our clients' objectives and changed it from the short bond index to a cash plus benchmark, 110% of cash. Secondly, we looked at how we deploy the risk budget in the fund. Historically, we have deployed the limited risk budget with an emphasis on duration plays, corporate credit and listed property. In the second half of last year, we decided to add more tools by giving the fund the ability to hold up to 10% in international assets. This ability is not a strategic holding, but more opportunistic in nature. For example, when one can buy dollar-denominated debt issued by the same entity who issued rand-denominated debt at a higher yield, one would rather want to own the hard currency debt. Lastly, given our current outlook for returns from the yielding asset classes, we've also lowered the fund's fees. Has the strategy delivered over the long term? We believe so, as Strategic Income produced an average return of more than 2% per annum ahead of cash since inception in July 2001. The fund currently yields just above 9% with a duration of 1.6 and foreign exposure of 5% in predominantly SA companies that have issued dollar, euro or pound-denominated debt. One of the biggest differentiators of the fund is our holding in preference shares, which we have increased to an exposure of 7% of fund, while we have also made use of exceptional circumstances to lock in above-average corporate spreads. Corporate bonds exposure currently lies at just more than 23%. In addition, we have built a core holding in inflation-linked bonds, currently 16% of fund, while overall exposure to listed property has been slightly reduced to around 3.5% of the portfolio. I'd now like to touch on each of these asset classes. In terms of preference shares, our current view is that there's a high probability of re-rating in this asset class, given the scrutiny the dividend income funds are currently undergoing. We believe that there is a decent probability that one could see a fair amount of cash flowing into these asset classes over time. The current yields on listed bank preference shares trade almost 1% above current yields available on cash investments. To put this into perspective, for the marginal taxpayer, money market yields need to almost double up in order to break even with the non-taxable dividend from these bank preference shares. Turning to corporate bonds, corporate credit has been the sweet spot where we have locked in positions over the next couple of years. For example, we took the chance to increase our exposure to corporate bonds during the crisis last year. One was able to buy 5-year senior bank bonds at levels in excess of prime during last year's turmoil. On inflation-linked bonds, while it may be a little earlier to start buying inflation-linked bonds in terms of where we are in the fixed interest investment cycle, we have built up a core holding in this asset class in the fund at very attractive real yields of between 5 and 6%. And finally, property. While we have reduced the overall exposure to listed property, we continue to hold selective counters. Our biggest holding is in Growthpoint. Growthpoint holds a well-diversified portfolio of properties and currently produces a dividend yield of around 9%. While distribution growth for 1 year out is likely to remain anemic, on a 24 to 36 month basis, one is likely to see above sector distribution growth coming through for this counter. In closing, I'd just like to make a few remarks on the launch of the Coronation Optimal Income Fund. Given the uncertainty currently experienced around dividend income funds, Coronation has decided to launch a low-risk, tax-conscious fund that uses sustainable investment methods and the full skill set of our experienced investment team to outperform its benchmark. Similar to Strategic Income, the fund invests across the various asset classes, but with a bias towards more tax-efficient asset classes such as equities and preference shares. It will, however, use hedging techniques to reduce the risk normally associated with investing in equities. The fund is suitable for investors who are looking for the following three things: tax-conscious, risk-averse, and have a time horizon of between 6 months and 3 years. Seek a conservative and sustainable tax-conscious investment solution, and looking for an alternative to managed income funds that are less correlated to the interest rate cycle.